91.5 WMFO Medford.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the Shukri Wright Show here on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, Tufts Free Farm Radio. Glad you can join the show with a special edition, hour extra of the Shukri Wright Show today. Filling in for Acoustic Ceiling, Vin Magazzini is not in. I'll be filling in for his show for this hour today. And plus, my regular slot from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m., so I'm here with you until 6 o'clock today. Here on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, Tufts Free Farm Radio. Glad you're able to join the show wherever you may be, however you may be listening. Thank you for making the show part of your Saturday. We got a lot to get to today, so we are going to get right started, and we're going to lead off or just open-ended thoughts on why Major League Baseball has a major culture problem. And it's time that we have a talk. It's time that we have a major talk, Boston, because I don't know about you, but there's something to be said in terms of when you don't address a problem within your own confines, it festers. And it festers to a point where it gets out of control. And it gets to a point where you begin to lose accountability, and that's exactly what's happening with Major League Baseball. Call in the show, please, at 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. And I want to start off by saying this. What a week it's been in the world of sports, but it's especially as for Major League Baseball. And having had additional time today to really think about things, this is something that I want to address. Major League Baseball has a major problem on its hands. And it's not just only the Astros, the Red Sox, the cheating scandal, all of that fun stuff. It's much more than that. And I think it's appropriate, here we are at the end of a long, exhausting week, that we sit here and I'm going to flat out say that Major League Baseball is a dying sport, but it's a dying sport in which it's eating its own self out like a parasite. And what happens when a parasite eats the inside of a flesh? The inside begins to deteriorate. And when it deteriorates, the body falls apart. And when the body falls apart, it dies. And that's exactly what's happening with Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball has a parasite. That parasite is called lack of accountability. There's no accountability in Major League Baseball. There's none. And what this whole cheating scandal really exposed, apart from the Astros and apart from all of that, and I said this on the show a day or two ago, that Major League Baseball has no balls. It has no balls. It has no backbone. It has no spine. It has no sense of, you know what, we need to hold accountable the very people who dare to challenge the integrity of the game. None. And with that being said, I hope the sport gets what it deserves. My point is this, and this is purely from what I'm thinking. What this whole situation has exposed, in my humble opinion, is the fact that you didn't truly tell the entire truth. I'm gonna put this out there now. Major League Baseball, you didn't tell the entire truth. And here's the ugly part about this whole thing. The ugly part about the whole thing is this. Is that you know what's been happening. And to top it all off, you withheld information. You decided that you weren't going to tell the public the entire truth about the whole situation. And with the power of social media now, it's becoming increasingly apparent that you really let the Houston Astros off the hook quite easily. And that's the problem that I have. The problem that I have is that when you had the opportunity to get the truth, you decided to give them a little passe because you knew, or you say that you knew, that you weren't going to get the truth in its entirety, in its purest form, unless you sweeten the pot. You know, there's an old saying that you have to kiss the rear end in order to get grass, right? So you did a little of that by giving the players immunity. Instead of taking a hard stance, you either tell us what's going on, you tell us the entire truth, or you're all going to face lifetime bans. And the issue that I take with that is this. Say if this happens again, you're going to have Major League players saying, oh, but those guys, they were granted immunity. All we had to do was tell the truth. All right, we lose draft picks. But the punishment itself really didn't fit the crime. It really honestly didn't. Yeah, and that A.J. Hinch got fired. Yeah, that Jeff Luhnow got fired. But if we're being completely honest, did the Astros really get what they deserve from the punishment? Not really. So the problem that I have in Major League Baseball in terms of the sport with this whole situation is this. You're too damn scared to take a hard enough stance on an issue that was exposed. Just like you dragged your feet in the whole steroid scandal, this is even worse. This whole situation is even worse, which means that you basically let them off the hook. In more ways than one, you left them off the hook. Why do I say that? I say that because, and I'm not just talking about the Astros here, but I'm also talking about the Red Sox and whatever that's going to come. But what I'm also talking about the fact that instead of giving them immunity, you were too scared to go through any type of pushback from the Players Association. And of course, you felt the need that in order to get to the bottom of everything, we're going to go ahead and, you know, just protect the players. No. They don't deserve protection whatsoever. When they did what they did and they knew they went beyond the boundaries of the rules. Major League Baseball has a problem, and that problem is that they're too scared. They're too scared from within, so they don't address the parasite the way that they should. All they did for now is put a basically a sponge, not a Band-Aid, because there's a difference. They put a sponge over the wound. That's all they did. So, with all of that being said, Major League Baseball has a parasite. And the parasite is from within its own quarters. And that is the players. The players who are complicit in all this. They refuse to address and go at these players directly. So guess what? I really hope this comes back and bites you in the behind. I really do. Because if you had any type of ounce of integrity, as you claim that this is about the integrity of the sport. Yeah. If you claim you had any type of integrity, then guess what? The heck with like immunity. To hell with that. And what's so disheartening in all of this is that you have baseball fans that are saying on Twitter, on social media, and they all are educated and smart enough to know that at the end of the day, Major League Baseball didn't really do justice by the sport. No, they didn't. In fact, they cheated the sport even further by not giving the appropriate punishment to the players who partook in this. And what is that? Take away their money. That bonus that they won after winning the World Series, take that away. The title, take that away. Of course, that was never really going to happen. But you had a chance to really put your foot down and put your foot up there behind, but you didn't. So now there's a price that's going to be there to pay. No questions asked. It's not a question of if, it's a question of when. And there are people right now, and there are, that are saying, you know, I don't know if I could really trust Major League Baseball the way that I once did again. Now, we're not going 1994 strike level where people literally left baseball altogether, never to return. That's the truth. But the fact of the matter is this. That parasite that Major League Baseball has is where it's beginning to impact the absolute fabric of what once made this sport so great in this country. It's a dying sport. And Major League Baseball has been wondering why, what can we do to improve the game in the inner cities? That's all nice and dandy. But guess what? You have bigger problems than getting inner city kids to play your sport. You really do. You really do. Man. Call into the show at 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. On this final point before I conclude this first segment of the show, I wonder if, and I do mean if they learn their lesson from this. There's only one way to find out. None of us know. None of us really know. And I gotta wonder. I honestly gotta wonder the following. I wonder if the media are going to hold accountable what the Houston Astros did. And I'm sure that they will. Of course, the fans will. Is the game going to police itself? That remains to be seen. We don't know. We really don't know at this point. And we really won't know until the regular season games start. And that all begins on March 26th, 2 months from now. So, we'll see. We'll see what happens. But when I tell you, when I tell you that we have a lot of answers that we need to get and find out. We do. This is not over. This is just the beginning, and it's only going to get worse. So Major League Baseball, if I were you, start digging your grave. Because what you're holding is only going to be damning to the sport, but also to the very hardcore fans that have loved baseball from the very beginning. And all you're doing is shooting yourself in the foot. And you're going to end up walking away with gangrene, and it's only going to die slowly. The sport is only going to die very slowly. Coming up next, there was a player from the Houston Astros that was very talkative. Very, 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 very talkative before. Now, facing the music for the first time, he seems to be a man of very few words. I'll let you know exactly who I'm talking about. Coming up next on the Shukri Wright Show, this is Shukri Wright. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, Tufts Free Farm Radio. Welcome back to the Shukri Wright Show here at 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Tusfi from radio. We're back, ready to roll on this Saturday. You can call into the show at 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. We're here with you until 6 o'clock today here at 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, Tusfi from radio, and as well as... We're also going to be here on Monday. Right now, we're tentatively scheduled to have Mike Comito, writer for the Los Angeles Kings, join us at around 5:15 to talk NHL. So stay tuned for that. It's going to be a lot. It's going to be a really good conversation between him and I. And so stay tuned for that. But in the meanwhile, we're going to pause for station identification and PSA, brought to you by yours truly, 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford.
91.5 WMFO Medford.
Hey, this is Scruffy Wallace, the Dropkick Murphys, and you're listening to WMFO Medford.
As humans, we ask ourselves all kinds of questions. But what if we were forced to ask ourselves a question every day that affected the outcome of the most basic things, the most important things in our lives? The question is, what is your sexual orientation or gender identity? And the answer is the difference between keeping your job or getting fired. The answer is the difference between staying in your home or getting evicted. The answer is the difference between receiving medical treatment or not. Because in 31 states, it's legal to discriminate against people based on their answer to this question. LGBT Americans have the right to say, "I do," but they don't have the same basic rights as everyone else. Get the facts at beyondido.org. Brought to you by the Gill Foundation and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Shukri Wright Show here at 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, Tusfi Farm Radio. Now, there was one player on the Houston Astros who basically, as we all know, well, those of us who follow baseball hardcore anyway, knows that he's one of the best players in the game, but frankly, something about him rubs me the wrong way, but that's personal. But anyway, he has been known to be quite a talkative guy, and unfortunately, he was one of the more prominent players on the Astros in terms of the cheating scandal and so forth. And I gotta tell you, a man of many words any other time is now a man of few words, and it's starting to bug the heck out of me. And this is in regards to one Alex Bregman. You want to know what's funny? And Bregman has a lot to say. I'm telling you. And what's worse is that, oh man, he usually had a lot to say today. Actually, he has a lot to say, period. But today, he was a man of very few words. And what makes this hilarious is that you can't even deny it. You just can't. So, I'm gonna play this clip because this is actually telling in its own right. Forget my words for just a moment. Hear directly from the source himself. This is at Astros Fan Fest today, in which Bregman meets with the media for the first time since this scandal really unfolded almost a week ago. Hit it.
Yeah, definitely. It does. You regret anything that happened in 2017? You know, the commissioner came out with a report, called me to their report, and the Astros did what they did. They made their decision on what they're going to do, and I know this.
Alex, how do you feel about that there are those who want to say this taints or damages what you guys did in 2017?
Like I said, the commissioner made his report. made his decision. The Astros made their decision, and no further comment.
Oh, really? The commissioner and the Astros made their statement, and you refused to make comment on it. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm gonna start over from the beginning because I know it's a little bit hard to hear, but I'm gonna do my best again so that I'm gonna give everybody a fair chance to really hear what this man had to say. Or lack thereof. I'm gonna walk you through it little by little. Because I'm just getting started. Not only he, but the team absolutely deserved to get slammed and drug through the mud. They know they do. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about this. Hit it.
Yeah, definitely. It does.
You regret anything that happened in 2017?
You know, the commissioner came out with a report. MLB did their report. And the Astros did what they did. They made their decision on what they can do. And I know this.
Alex, how do you feel about that? There are those who want to say this taints or damages what you guys did in 2017.
Like I said, the commissioner made his report, made his decision. The Astros made their decision, and no further comment.
The commissioner made their report, and the Astros made the decision. I have no further comment. That's what he said in that very last pit. So. You have no words. What happened? What happened, buddy? You want to also tell us why on earth did Justin Verlander suddenly just go quiet? Thinking that he was going to avoid the scrutiny? You want to tell us? No, please do explain. Please do explain. Hit it.
Alex, is it difficult to be about 3 weeks from spring training and not have a manager?
Oh, I'm excited to go to spring training. Our team is going to... After we're ready to go down to spring training and play.
The reporter asked him, "Is it going to be difficult to go down to spring training in three weeks ahead? I mean, going down there knowing that in three weeks ahead of spring training you have no manager." Alex Bregman, you didn't even answer the question at all. Gosh, when you're guilty, you're guilty. There's no denying this. Hit it again.
Was the report accurate?
The commissioner made his report, and the Astros made their decision as well.
You guys.
Oh, man. You gotta love it. You gotta love it. This is a classic example. This is a classic example of dipping and dodging and ducking. If there was ever a moment in time that there's a classic example of that, that is it, ladies and gentlemen. There it is. I'm going to play it again.
The commissioner made his report.
Was the report accurate?
The commissioner made his report, and the Astros made their decision as well.
Oh, man, you didn't even answer the question. You have no further comment on it. So you know, based on what the commissioner found, based on the investigation, you got exposed. You got exposed for the conniving, cheating scandals you are on the baseball field. And you don't have the unmitigated gall to even admit to it. You don't even have the backbone to even admit it outright with the cameras in your face. So if you're feeling this way, Bregman, wait until Verlander got to face the music. Just wait. Ladies and gentlemen, oh, man, this is brilliant. But unfortunately, there's more. So I'm gonna do all of you a favor and actually let you listen to the rest of what he had to say. Hit it.
The commissioner made his report.
Alex, how important is the leadership of a core group like you and others, given what's going on, whether you're the manager, general manager, that leadership piece of this?
Yeah, definitely. I think everybody on our team is just getting in the gym, getting ready to compete next year. And yeah, we're excited to go down to spring training and get after it. Yeah.
How upset were you by that stuff that appeared on social media yesterday?
Just stupid, but no.
When do you think you'll address the report and the team will address the report?
I think the MLB addressed the report, and I think the Astros addressed the report. Yeah.
What do you want?
The guy who's going to lead us in.
How much because of...
I want to go out there and play baseball.
How much because of the pieces you already have in place that, that regardless of who they bring in here, you know that you guys can have some success this year, a lot of success?
Yeah, we return the same group of guys. We get a full season of this guy. We get a full season of Yordan. It's going to be a lot of fun, and it's going to be great.
Sure, it will. Sure. Sure, it will. Can you still cheat and still... Can you not cheat and win? Huh? But you know what? I'm sorry. Not sorry. But the piece in which that he was asked about whether if this report taints the championship, he couldn't even give a straight answer. He couldn't even give a straight answer. And if he's dipping and dodging now? Oh, man. I can only imagine when idiots like Altuve and Verlander have to face the national media, because guess what? It's only a matter of time. Not a matter of if, but it's a matter of time. And what makes this all disturbing is this, is that you sit here and say, well, the Astros made the report. No. You coward. That's not what we're doing. We're asking you, Alex Bregman, not the Houston Astros. Yes, you play for the Houston Astros, but we're asking you, you coward, answer the question and face the music. If you do the crime, you can do the time. You better face the music now, because I'm telling you, the Houston Astros know they got it coming in 2020. They know it. They got it coming from the media and especially the players. And I'm telling you, if there is a team in the American League who is going to be looking to benefit this for the most, it's the Yankees. Because they feel like, and rightfully so, they got wronged. Not once, twice. Twice. So what does that tell you? Feel free to call in, offer your thoughts and your takes at 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-9636. I'm telling you, this whole thing is becoming a joke. It's becoming a joke. I'm going to play this entire clip again without any interruption because this is worth hearing. Hit it.
Yeah, definitely. It does.
You regret anything that happened
in 2020? You know, the commissioner came out with a report, MLB did their report, and the Astros did what they did. They made their decision on what they're going to do, and I know this.
Alex, how do you feel about that there are those who want to say this taints or damages what you guys did in 2017?
Like I said, the commissioner made his report, made his decision, the Astros made their decision, and no further comment.
Alex, is it difficult to be about 3 weeks from spring training and not have a manager?
Oh, I'm excited to go to spring training. Our team is going to... After we're ready to go down to spring training and play
games. Was the report accurate?
The commissioner made his report, and the Astros made their decision as well.
You guys don't trust us.
The commissioner made his report.
Alex, how important is the leadership of a core group like you and others, given what's going on, whether you're the manager or general manager, that leadership piece of this?
Yeah, definitely. I think everybody on our team is just getting in the gym, getting ready to compete next year. And
Yeah, we're excited to go down to spring training, get after it.
There are some parts I will say that it is somewhat inaudible, where he, for whatever reason, he lowers his voice, which I don't necessarily understand why, but in any case, at any rate, basically, there's about, let's say, 39 seconds left of audio from this, but basically, he talked about it at the beginning, well, at least when confronted about it, he avoided it. The question of, does what happened taint, paraphrasing the question at least, that does what they did accomplish or taint what they accomplished in 2017? And he basically didn't even answer the question, so no questions asked. No questions asked. Once your reputation is damaged, you can't fix it. You just can't. There's no coming back from that. And a part that makes it hilarious is, you know, you really went wrong. And the part about it that's hilarious is that, oh man, if you think it's bad now, but when the season really gets started, I'm telling you, once the season really gets started, you're absolutely begging for whatever reason, for the rest of the baseball world to crush you. But we have the rest of the clubhouse to unify around. Woo! Sorry, but that's not going to save you. That's not going to save your organization. And frankly, you can never be trusted again. It's going to be an awfully long time before anyone else around the game truly trusts you in the manner that you feel that you deserve to be trusted. Man, what a day. What a day. What an afternoon. I gotta tell you. Coming up next, there was a column written by Alex Speer that came out today detailing the timeline of everything that took place in terms of the Red Sox and Alex Cora this week. I'm gonna break it down in the best way that I possibly can. I got the article here with me, and it's a little bit of a lengthy one, but we're gonna start the process of breaking it down and discussing it. Coming up next on the Shukri Wright Show here on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. This is Shukri Wright. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Stand, baby, yeah. So
Welcome back to the Shukri Wright Show. This is Shukri Wright. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tusfee Farm Radio. And before we even get to the Alex Speer column that he wrote in the Boston Globe this afternoon, we actually got audio from Jose Altuve. Because actually, he was, in fact, interviewed just a few hours ago. It was posted online. It's already begun to make circulation on Twitter. And so apparently, it wasn't only just, it wasn't only just Bregman who was interviewed. Altuve, the man himself. Oh, boy. If you thought this couldn't get any crazier, hear this, because I mean, I haven't even got the chance to hear it yet. So I'm going to be reacting in live time as I play this clip from the interview that was done at Astros Fan Fest down in Houston today. So here we go. Without further ado, Jose Altuve, the man, the myth, the criminal on the diamond.
It's a tough situation as a team. We have to stay together and go through this as a team like we've been doing always.
How do you... Oh, it's a tough situation that you can't cheat no more. Oh! Wow! Jose! Jose, 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 Jose. Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm just hearing this now for the first time. I really kid you not. And I'm going to replay to make sure I really heard what I think I heard. Start again.
One action.
It's a tough situation. We have to stay together and go through this.
The more you know about cheating, the cheating, the cheating. The more you know about the good old cheating, you can't run away from the truth that's been put out. So now you gotta face the music while you please.
It's as a team like we've been doing always.
How do you move forward, you think?
That's a good question. I don't know.
Oh, you don't know because you can't cheat no more. Okay, so you don't know how to move forward from a crisis that you created with your own hands. Amazing that you are a bunch of cheating criminals on the baseball field, yet when asked how do you move forward, I don't know. But how do you shoot yourself in the foot? Well, I don't know. How do I move forward? Oh, poor thing. Oh, you poor dude. Isn't that quite a shame? What more do you have to say for yourself, Jose? Huh?
But you got to move forward. We're going to stay together.
Sure, stay together and try to cheat again in a different way. Okay. Because at this point, I can't even trust you. America can't trust you. The baseball universe sure as heck can't trust you. And we're suddenly supposed to believe what you're telling us now? Okay, next.
That's a team. I haven't changed my opinion about my teammates. They're the best team I ever had.
Oh, sure. The best team you ever had. Asterisk. Cheat. As what you are already being called, the Houston Asterisk. Because frankly, you've deserved that. You deserved it. Bregman couldn't even deny. You, my friend? You, me, amigo? I don't even think you can.
Like I said, we're going to stay together. We're going to hold our hands and move forward.
Sure. Hold hands. Let's move forward. Kumbaya. Until you get... Listen. I'm not one to incite violence ever on radio. And I'm not going to start now. But I'm telling you, there are going to be teams that's going to be coming after you and your teammates, my man. Because they're pissed. And they got every right to be pissed. This is not a tough time when you flat out broke the rules. You violated the integrity even within the baseball sanctity. So no, excuse you for playing the victim here. You're not a victim, Jose. The Houston Astros, you're not a victim. What exactly is difficult to understand about that? You're not a victim of all this. No. No.
Next season.
I'm disappointed
for what happened with Jeff and AJ.
Well, yeah, I feel bad for them. They were good guys. They show up every day to do their job. But like I said, once again, we have to keep going, move forward.
Sure. You feel bad because you were complicit. Ladies and gentlemen, Altuve, Bregman, Springer, Correa, all complicit and guilty. Guilty of what? Cheating. We're going to move forward. Cheating. We got to sit together. Cheating. This is a tough time for our team. Cheating. You can keep on coming on. Keep on coming on, Jose. Come on. Tell me more.
I have any choice about it.
The report said that the sign scaling arrangement is player driven and player arranged. Can you comment about your knowledge of that arrangement and your thoughts about the fact that it's not resulted in these penalties against the
Astros? Yeah, I think that the time to comment about that it will come. You know, it's
sure.
For me to say something about that.
Sure. That time will come. How about right now? Oh, not now? Okay. Next week. Oh, no. Spring training? Oh, yeah. It'll be time. Oh, no, not now. Oh, opening day? Because this is not going away, Jose. Deal with it. Man up.
What about this talk of buzzers that kind of gained steam?
Yeah, that's ridiculous. You know, MLB did their investigation. They didn't find anything.
Jose, what would you say to people that would think your 2017 MVP is now tainted in some way because of what happened?
Yeah, there is a lot of people that believe in the MVP, a lot of people that don't believe the MVP. Like, it's a lot of people that believe you're a good guy, or a lot of people believe you're a bad guy. So it's really hard to handle that sometimes.
Oh, sure. It's awfully hard to believe it when you were complicit. There's a lot of guys that believe that you're a good guy. There's a lot of guys that believe that you're a bad guy. No, really, Sherlock. No, really. That's life. There are a lot of people who believe that you are a good person, and there are people that believe that you're not worth anything, unfortunately. But in this case, in the realm of sports, again, you were complicit in cheating. Knowingly. Not, oh no, we didn't know about it. If you pay particular attention to this so far, you've noticed he hasn't denied it. The fact that you haven't denied it tells him that you are in fact guilty. So what does that tell me? You are just as bad as the rest of your teammates are, who were on that team and the 2019 team. You can't be trusted, sir.
How upset were you when that stuff came out on social media about you wearing an electronic device?
No, I wasn't upset, to be honest. Even though it wasn't true, you know, we all know that you know, some people made that up. And like I said, the best thing that happened to me was the MLB investigate that, and you know, they didn't find something. But at the same time, you know, you can't control everything. You know, you control what you can control, and I'm ready to move forward. And we have, like I always said, we have a great team. We have almost the same team that we had last year. We lost Garrett, you know, great pitcher, but we